Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and concentration. Tech 1, Glory Immersion, Part 2. It is quite wrong to think, quote, I am chanting Hare Krishna. Now I will chant my rounds. Now I will chant Hare Krishna. But why, you may ask? The following verses, collected from various shastras, will prove that on our own and independently, we don't chant and we can't chant Krishna's name unless Krishna is pleased with us and allows us and empowers us and enables us to chant. Then, as we continue to chant Hare Krishna mantra, by Krishna's mercy, then eventually, one day, by Krishna's mercy, Krishna will give us his darshan and show us the spiritual world. So now we will share some of the shlokas and verses which are mentioned in this book, Art of Chanting. Only a few we will focus on and highlight, which are very important to read and consider over and again, and they're available in this chapter 2 of this book. So we'll select a few very important ones in our Glory Immersion, tech number 1. This tech or technique of improving and increasing taste and concentration can be employed when we don't feel a taste or we don't feel any determination carry on, or we can't concentrate. We can step back and hear and read and reflect on these verses, glorifying Sri Krishna Nam. First one is one of the most important verses with very deep and significant meanings given by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1, 2, 2, 3, 4. Atak Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavid Garayam Indriye Sevan Mukhe Hijivado Swayam Eva Spuratyada. A key phrase here is Swayam Spurti, that the name Swayam, Krishna's personal name, is a Spurti. It will appear, we'll get a vision, it will be given to us. Atasri Krishna Namadi, with the Gram, the Grayam Indriye, with all of our senses, with our eyes, ears, mind, etc., we cannot understand the transcendental name of Sri Krishna. All we can do is seva, sevan mukhe hi jivado. The chief or main seva would be using our jiva, our rasana, our tongue, to sing and chant Hare Krishna, japa and kirtan. So no one can really understand the transcendental nature of Sri Krishna's divine name, form, qualities, and pastimes through our mundane material senses. Krishna is transcendental, and we are covered by this mundane material body. Only when we become spiritually saturated by service, we render seva, we render service, and by rendering service to Sri Hari, Sri Guru, and Vaishnavas, we become pure, we become humble, and cultivate the proper mentality and attitude to attract Krishna to manifest on our tongues, in our hearts, and in our minds. And that's called Krishna Spurti Adha. When Krishna is pleased, then he will manifest himself and reveal the holy name. The taste for Krishna's name, he himself will manifest on our tongue and in our mind. Sevan mukhe hi jivado swayam eva spuratyada. It will be a spurti, it will be a gift, it will be a vision. Oh, I have a taste in holy name. Now this is a quote from Sanatana Goswami, Brihat Bhagavatamritam 2.3.168. Vichitra lila rasa sagarasya prabhur vichitrat Spuritat prasadat, vichitra sankirtana madhuri sa, natu swa yatnat iti saru siddhyet. Again, we find the word spurti prasad. Prasad means mercy. It's a gift. It's reciprocation. It's spurti. It's a manifestation. Vichitra lila rasa sagarasya. Only by the wonderful mercy of Krishna, who is a nectar ocean of variegated, colorful, beautiful pastimes, vichitra lila rasa sagar, only by this prasad, by manifestation of Krishna in our hearts, will the charming sweetness and chanting of Krishna's name become manifest. It does not. Krishna's sweet taste and concentration will never manifest or appear by one's own effort. Sanatan Goswami is saying this. Therefore, I stress over and over again the cultivation of the right mentality, mood, feeling, attitude, and maryada or behavior is so essential to attract the prasad so that Krishna will manifest. Prabhur vichitrat spuritat prasadat vichitra sankirtana madhuri sa, that sweet madhuri, madhuri sankirtan, madhuri nam, saru na na saru siddhyat, it is not by our own efforts. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj says, Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Vatar Nam Haite Haya Sarva Jagat Nistar. Sri Krishna's Nam, his holy name, Kali Kali Nama Rupe, is the Krishna avatar in this age of Kali. The entire universe, Sarva Jagat Nistar, is delivered just by chanting Krishna's names. Adi Lila 17:22. So this means this holy name, Sarva Jagat Nistar, it will deliver everyone in the universe, beginning with you and me. I'm chanting this holy name, Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna is with me, inside of me, around me, everywhere, and I will become liberated and free by the mercy of this name. Sanatan Goswami, he explains the great glories and as being a spurti. So this is the answer. Why no taste or attraction or steadiness or concentration? But by serving Sevan Mukhei Jivado, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and when Krishna is pleased, then taste will come. Nam Vinu Kali Kali Nahi Aradharam Sarva Mantra Saranam E Shastramaram. Chaitanya Charitamrita 1.7.7.4. Mahaprabhu himself is glorifying Harinam. In Kali Yuga, without the name Nam Binu, there is no Dharma. Nam Binu Nahi Dharma. In Kali Yuga, without the holy name, there is no Dharma. Sarva Mantra Saranam, the essence of all the mantras of the Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas, Itihasas. Sarva Mantra Sar Nam. And this is the purport and the essence of all mantras and Veda. Nam Binu Kali Kali Nahyara Dharam Sarva Mantra Saranam E Shastramaram. Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Once, millions of years ago, there was a beautiful conversation recorded in the grand Upanishads. Narada Muni met his father, Brahma, one day, and he said, "Oh, my father, in this decrepit, degraded age of Kali, how will these fallen people of Kali Yuga be delivered and free from the cycle of birth and death? And immediately, with great conviction, enthusiasm, and happiness in his face, Brahmaji replied, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kali Kalmasha Nashanam Sarva Vedishu Drishyate. Brahma said, this Mahamantra with this Sodashkam Namnam, he said these 16 names of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, to destroy all the Kalmash, all the dirt and lust and greed and anger and envy, pride, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, Sarva Veda Trishyate. If you see and search and read all the Vedas, this is the conclusion you will find for Kali Yuga. Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, Hare Krishna Namam. Hare Krishna Namam, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. This is a quotation and a shloka from the ancient shastras, the Upanishads. Kali Santara Upanishad, text 2 through 7. Eka Krishna Name Kari Sarva Papa Nash Primera Karana Bhakti Karina Prakash. Eka Krishna Name Kari Sarva Papa Nash Primera Karana Bhakti Karina Prakash. Chaitanya Charitamrita 1:8:26. Simply by chanting one name of Krishna, Ek Krishna Nam, all one's sins are destroyed. Sarva Pap Nash. All our sins are destroyed by saying Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Then bhakti, which is the cause of Krishna prema, is manifest. Prem Karan, Bhakti Karina Prakash. When one chants the holy name of Krishna, then bhakti manifests. Bhakti Prakash, it manifests in your life, in your heart, in your mind, in your eyes, in your speech. Bhakti Karina Prakash. And that bhakti becomes the cause, the karan of Krishna prema. Eka Krishna name kari sarva pap Panash, Primera Karana Bhakti Karina Prakash. Chanting just one Krishna Nam will destroy all your sins. And this bhakti will manifest in your heart by Nam and bring you Krishna Prema. This is a beautiful shloka from Sri Rupa Goswami Pad Stavamala, Karpanya Panchika Stotra, text 15 through 16. This is a very beautiful prayer that Rupa Goswami is offering on behalf of all of us, we humble and helpless sadhakas of Kali Yuga. Rupa Goswami is giving us this prayer and saying, oh, listen, my friends, of 2018 Kali Yuga, my humble devotee friends who are trying to attain taste and concentration in your Nam Japa, then you should feel like this, and you should think like this over and over and again, and you should act like this. Rupa Goswami says, Adamo Uttama Matva, although I am the lowest of all humans, and Bhagavan Sri Krishna, you are the highest. And although I am a fool, O Krishna Nam, you are the greatest philosopher. And although I am wicked and wretched and mean and selfish, O Sri Nam, Hari Nam, Hare Krishna mantra, you are most saintly. And although I commit offenses when I chant your name or I even think of you, still, O Bhagavan Sri Krishna, O Sri Nam, the shadow of your holy names will deliver me from a host of sins. So please be kind to me who sometimes chants your holy name. Sri Rupa Goswami Pada Ki Jai. Now we quote a verse from Vedanta Sutra 4422. Om Anavriti Shabdat. This is a sutra, a few concise Sanskrit words and terms representing a vast and deep philosophical import and meaning. Om Anavriti Shabdat, which translates, by sound vibration, one becomes delivered and liberated, moksha, from the material world. And this is a very wonderful verse from Skanda Puran, Prabhasa Kanda, which is quoted by Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Jiva Goswami and all of our acharyas everywhere because of the amazing mercy and power of the holy name. Madhuram madhuram etan mangalanam mangalanam. Madhura madhuram etan mangalam mangalanam. Sakala nigamavali sat phalam chit sarupam. Sat krid api parigitam shradaya helaya va. Brigovara nara matram tariyat Krishna nama. This is a most reassuring, encouraging, and wonderful verse which all of us are experiencing right now. We have experienced, and we will experience more and more of this verse and its meaning as we continue to chant Krishna's name. Sri Krishna's holy name is the sweetest of sweet and the most auspicious of all auspicious things. Madhura madhuram, mangalam mangalanam. Krishna's holy name is the eternal fruit of all the Vedas. Satkrit means just once. Satkrit, satkrit api parigitam. Whether one chants Krishna's name once or continuously, with faith and attention, or even with inattention and with distraction, still the result of chanting that name, the devotee will improve his life and his life will become more auspicious and one will experience a taste and some sweetness and inner satisfaction from chanting the holy name of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sat krid api parigitam. You once chant or continually chant with faith or helaya. Helaya means inattention, distraction, spacing out, looking here and there. Everyone has had this experience that we chant Hare Krishna, even the newest devotee, he chants in kirtan or he chants some japa, and he feels some good feeling, he feels something auspicious, and he tastes something sweet. Oh, that was a good kirtan. I feel great. I chanted the holy name today. So Krishna's name is so kind and so merciful and so generous. Even when we space out, we chant 16 rounds, maybe one is attentive. Maybe one is with concentration. And maybe half of that one, we have some taste. But nevertheless, because of the all-merciful, compassionate, loving holy name, when we complete 16 rounds of japa, or 8 rounds, or 1 lakh, or whatever, no matter how much we chanted with inattention or helaya, distraction, inattention, quote-unquote, spacing out, Krishna will give us a taste, he'll give us some sweet taste, some madhuram madhuram, and make our lives auspicious. This is the most encouraging and wonderful shloka, which is quoted all over our Goswami Granths and all over the Gaudiya Vaishnava Shastras. This is a verse by a contemporary Vaishnava, this great, renowned, and popular, famous devotee named Thakur Bhaktivinod. It's from his poem collection called Gitavali. Aparada shunya hoye loho Krishna nam Krishna mata Krishna pita Krishna dana pran Krishna mata Krishna pita Krishna dana pran. Aparada shunya, be careful. Loho Krishna nam, be careful. Be attentive. Be loving. Be kind. Be grateful. Loho Krishna nam, take Krishna's name. Aparad shunya, without any offense, without any aparad. And then we will realize, you and I will realize that Krishna and Krishna nam is my mother, and Krishna nam is my father, and Krishna nam is the treasure of my life. Krishna dana pran. Very beautiful verse to remember. It's on page 20 in English Art of Chanting. This is a verse from a book called Nandi Puran. Sarvatra sarvakaleshu yepi kurvanti patakam nama sankirtanam kritva yanti Vishnu param padam. Translation: Sarvatra sarvakaleshu yepi kurvanti patakam. Sarvakaleshu, for one who has for all time committed and done every possible sin in every possible situation, still that person, that devotee, will go to the transcendental realm of Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan, by Nam Sankirtan. Amazing verse from Nandi Puran. Sarvatra sarvakal kurvanti patakam. Everywhere, sarvatra, for all time, sarvakal, so many millions of sins. No worry, don't be in tension. No fear. Nam Sankirtan Kritva, perform Nam Sankirtan. Yanti Vishnu Paramparam. And you and I will go to Paramparam. Yanti Vishnu Paramparam means go to the topmost place and the topmost destination. This is a beautiful verse from Skanda Puran. Dana vrata tapas tirta shetra dinam chayas titaha shaktiyo deva mahatam sarva papa hara shubha rajasu yashva medanam jnana sadyatma vastuna akrishya harina sarva stapita sveshu namasu. Bhagavan Sri Krishna has withdrawn, he's taken out, or he's withdrawn or taken away all the power and powers to remove sins and bring auspiciousness by performing charity, vows, austerities, pilgrimages, worshipping the devatas, the saints, the Rajasuya and Ashwamedha yagyas, and the study of transcendental knowledge. He's withdrawn and combined and collected all the powers of Dan, all the powers of Brat, Tap, Tirtha, Kshetra, Yatra, living in the holy place, and all the Shakti of the Devas and the Shakti of the Mahants. And he's placed it in his transcendental holy names. Akrishya, Vastuna, Akrishya, Harina, Sarva, Stapita, Sveshu, Namasu. Gyan, Sadhyatma, Vedic study, Gyan, everything. Vastuna, Akrishya, Harina, sarva. He's drawn, taken away all drawn, akrishya, drawn and pulled and withdrawn all the powers, and all the shakti, shaktayo. And stapita, sveshu, namasu, and placed it in his holy names. So just see how powerful Krishna Nam is, how powerful the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. By chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, you get all the power and all the shakti of giving dan, charity, and brata, austerity, and tapasya, and following different vows and fastings, and tirtha yatras, and visiting pilgrimages to holy places, and living in holy places, and the blessings of saints and devas. All of that is in the holy name, which we're chanting every day. And Brihad Vishnu Puran, sarva rogo pashamam, sarvopadrava nashanam, shantidam savarishtanam, harer nama nukirtanam. Harinam kirtan, harer nama nukirtanam, cures all diseases. Sarva rogo pashamam, pacifies and cures all diseases, removes all obstacles and destroys all impediments. Sarvopadrava nashanam. Shantidam, it gives one peace, sarva arishtanam, and it frees one from all calamities. Such is the power of the holy name. And this is a beautiful, amazing blessing and glory of this glory immersion, Tech One, for us to always remember. This is from Padma Puran. Dvantrim sad aksharam mantram, Nama Shoda Shakanvitam Prajapan Vaishnava Nityam Radha Krishna Stalam Labet Dvantrim Saraksharam Mantram Nama Shoda Shakanvitam Prajapan Vaishnava Nityam Radha Krishna Stalam Labet. Any Vaishnava who always chants the 16 syllables of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Dvantrim Sadaksharam Mantram, will certainly attain Radha and Krishna and go to Radha and Krishna and their Leela Stalis and Goloka Vrindavan, Braja Gokul. Prajapam Nityam Radha Krishna Stalam Labet. A very wonderful verse is on page 22. Art of Chanting English. This is a very beautiful verse. We're finishing now with a couple of verses, and then this will complete our tech number one, Glory Immersion. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 7, verse 83, the direct preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnanama Maha Mantra. Eta svabhav jejapatara krishna upajaya bhav. The Krishna Maha Mantra svabhav is Krishna upajaya bhav. It is the svabhav or nature of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Krishna Nam Maha Mantra Eta svabhav. That anyone who chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will immediately attain bhava bhakti, upajaya bhava. Bhava will arise and appear in the heart of those who chant and japa. The most encouraging and beautiful blessing by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And our final prayer to appreciate the great and grand glories of Sri Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and to increase our taste and appreciation and concentration upon the holy name by remembering such incredible verses about the identity and powers and blessings of the holy name, we conclude with a quotation by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad in his Sri Krishna Namastakam, number 8. Narada Vinoj Jivana Sadarmi Niryasa Madhuripura. Tam Krishna Nam Kamam Spura Rasane rasane na sada. So again, we hear this word sporti, sporan, manifestation, appearance, gift from Krishna. O Krishnanam, Rupa Goswami cries, and we cry along with him. He's showing us how to cry to the holy name, how to pray to the holy name, how to beg the holy name. O Krishnanam, you are the life of Narada's Veena. Narada Muni Bhajana Veena Radhika Ramana Name. Narada Muni Bhajana Veena Radhika Ramana Name. Narada Veena Jivana. Narada Veena Jivana. You're the life of Narada Muni's Veena. Sudharmi Niryasa Madhuri Pura. O Sri Krishnanam, O Hare Krishna Mantra, you are constantly increasing the sweetness in the delightful waves of the ocean of nectar. Sudharmi Niryas Madhuri Pura. O Krishnanam, O Hare Krishna Mantra, if you desire, Tvam Krishnanamam Kamam. Tvam Krishnanamam Kamam. Tvam Krishnanamam Kamam. Spura me rasane rasana. Rasena Sada. O holy name of Krishna, O Radha and Krishna, Yoga Mantra, O Sri Krishna, if you desire Krishnanam Kam, then please manifest Sporti, please appear on my tongue eternally and grant me unalloyed affection for you and a wonderful taste of Ras. If you desire Krishnanam, Tvam Krishnanam Kam, Spurame rasane rasena sada, on my rasane, on my tongue, rasana, then manifest ras. Manifest ras means taste. Taste in the holy name, and that will come by the mercy of Sri Rupa Goswami Pad and this beautiful verse of Namastaka and the chanting of Krishna's holy name. By reflecting on these verses, by hearing these verses, and deeply praying for the meaning and understanding of these verses and shlokas from our sacred literatures to manifest in our minds and heart. And then we stop this audio, Tech 1, and we pick up our japa mala, and we touch to our forehead, and then we touch to our heart. And when we touch to our heart, we pray, O Sri Nam, O Sri Gurudev, O Sri Vaishnavas, please bless me with deep and concentrated taste, concentration in your holy name, and a sweet taste from chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is Tech 1, Glory Immersion. Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and concentration.